present great stories from around the globe by some of the world's favorite writers in Springbok Library of the Air.
Due to the nature of your crime, I don't feel that a Young Offenders Institute would be the best option. Therefore, Tanya Wilson, I sentence you to 300 hours of community service. Take this opportunity to give back what you have taken from your local community. Court dismissed.
Respect Your Elders by Laura Hurst.
Tanya, hi, do you want to come through? Well, that was good news, wasn't it?
Was it?
Well, yes, you avoided being sent to a Young Offenders Institute, so I'd say that was good news. Okay, so your parole officer Michael, who you met the other day, has advised me on where you'll be doing your community service. You start on Monday at Sunny Day Nursing Home.
A nursery? With little brats?
No, Tanya, a nursing home for the elderly.
Oh, Brian, are you joking me? I thought I might have to clean rubbish bins or something. Not look after old people. They're boring.
They are not boring. But you start Monday at 9. Don't be late.
Oh. I'm Maggie and I'm in charge here. So you report to me. I do expect a certain level of etiquette from you, Tanya. Remember, I have to write a report for Brian, your social worker.
How long do I have to work till?
4 hour days, Tanya. I did say that before. Please do pay attention. The people here are here for a reason and need rest and peace and quiet. I'm going to put you with George. He's been here for a couple of months and rarely comes out of his room. I think you reading to him might encourage him to socialise more. George, this is Tanya I was telling you about. She's going to be reading to you today.
I can read perfectly well, miss. I'll thank you.
See, he doesn't even want me here.
You're right, I don't.
I know your eyes aren't what they used to be, George. Now, have you chosen a book?
No, I have not.
Maybe you and Tanya could just have a chat. I'm sure you've got lots of stories you could tell her. And she probably has lots of stories she can tell you.
No, I don't. Well, not any that he'll be interested in anyway.
Well, sit down, Tanya. I'll leave you two to get to know each other.
I'm here for 4 hours, so you might as well pick a book.
Look, like I told Maggie, I know how to read. If I want to read, I can read myself, thank you.
You can't, though, can you? You can barely see.
Don't you dare speak so rudely to me.
Well, don't be so rude to me, then.
You should have respect for your elders. You know, when we're growing up, we're always taught to respect our elders.
Why? Only because you're older doesn't mean you're better than me.
Look, lady, I don't have a criminal record, which, seeing as you're doing this here community service, you must have. I'd say that makes me better than you.
Yeah, whatever. Get lost, you don't know who.
What's all this shouting about? I hope you haven't been rude to George.
Ask him. It's him that's been rude to me.
Keep your voice down, Tanya. Need I remind you, George is a very old man. It's not good for his health for him to be aggravated.
He started it. He won't let me read to him or anything.
Tanya, you need to calm down. Take today off and I'll see you here again same time on Friday. See if we can't have a better day then.
Whatever.
I beg your pardon?
I said whatever.
Tanya, you really have no option.
He talks to me like I'm a piece of dirt, and just because I've got a record and he's older than me, he thinks he's better. He don't know nothing.
You just need to get on with it, Tanya. It isn't forever. How are things at home?
Home? Rubbish. Got a couple of new girls in my room.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Make some new friends.
I don't think so. They just sit up all night, talking to each other, laughing sometimes. I just say, what have you got to laugh about?
Yeah, well, everyone deals with their problems in different ways, Tanya. Maybe if you talk to them about yours.
I don't need to talk to him.
Just give the nursing home another go. It won't look good on your record if we have to find you another placement.
Well, I was going to put you with someone else today. But George asked me if you'd read for him.
Really? Why?
Tanya is here, George. Now, let's have a better day today, shall we?
So what have you picked for me to read? Because I'm not just going to sit here.
What's that there?
This is just a paper.
Well, read that to me then.
It's full of rubbish. It's that free paper you get given on bus.
A free paper on the bus?
Yeah, well, I don't get it to read it, though. I just get one so I can put it on the seat next to me. Stops a weirdo sitting down.
What kind of weirdos?
Oh, you know, crusty old people who just want to talk to all the way into town. Oh, sorry.
Come on, then. Read me a bit.
Okay. Mother of two, Mary Redgrave, was mugged last night as she walked back to her home in Middlestown, Wakefield.
How old are you, Tanya?
16, why?
16, eh? I were married at your age.
Married? I'd rather die.
you see, lovey, but that's how things were back in my day. You see, you got a decent job, got married and settled down to have kids. Well, it didn't quite work like that for me, but that was the general idea, you know. My wife were called Lily. Oh, I did love her. She used to come into butchers where I worked. My dad were a butcher, you see, and I was going to follow in his footsteps. But when I met Lily, she blew me away. She had all these big plans, how she was going to travel the world. She wanted to go to Africa. Me dad, well, he were against it from start, but after we married, off we went. Ended up in Cape Town, then to Asia, visited China. Thailand were me favourite, you know. I loved being by the sea. Oh, we were so happy. We should have stayed there.
Well, why didn't you then?
Well, after we'd been away about a year, Lily started feeling sick in the mornings. I mean, you know, really sick. I were worried she'd caught some disease or something while she'd been travelling. But she were pregnant. Well, we knew we couldn't carry on tripping around like we had been doing. We never had any real money. We just worked, you know, when we could. So we came back to Leeds. My dad gave me a job at butcher's again and we managed to rent a little flat together. But Lily, well, she seemed unhappy, really. She found it all too mundane for her, you know. Not what she'd imagined her life to be like, you know, that sort of thing. One day I got a call while I was at work, saying she'd gone into labour. I remember just racing there. You know, I was so excited. But when I got there, a doctor told me baby had been stillborn. I was heartbroken. I went to Lily's room, but she'd gone. There was just this letter. You can read it. No, can you read it to me?
Dear George, I'm so sorry to do this to you. I'm so sorry about our baby. But I can't bear to see the pain you're going through right at this moment. I am going back to Africa. There's nothing to keep me here now. It wouldn't be fair for me to ask you to leave your family again, so I'm going to go quietly. I'm going back to Cape Town, to where we started our trip. So if you want to look for me, you'll know where to find me. You're forever in my heart. Love, Lily. That's not Jeremy Kyle, isn't it? So, did you go after her?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Well, I couldn't leave again. My mother was ill and my dad needed me to run the business while he took care of her. I just couldn't up and leave. It'd have killed him.
That's well depressing. Did you ever see her again?
No. I tried to write to her a couple of times, you know, but I don't know if she ever got the letters. She certainly never wrote back if she did, you know. I didn't marry again. When she went back to Africa, she... Well, I suppose you could say she took me heart with her. That's why I'm here. Dying alone. Anyway... Here's me droning on like one of those, what do you call them? Crusties, that's it, on the bus. Tell me all about you, your family. What are they like, your brothers and sisters?
Just me and my mum. But, well, I were taken into care, and that's all there is to say, really. Shall I carry on with the paper?
Ah, yes, yes, if you'd like to.
The police are appealing for witnesses. Hiya.
Oh, good to see you again. Hey, what's that you're listening to?
Raise a light.
Could I have a listen?
Don't think it'd be your thing, really.
Go on, you never know. Hey, it's quite good. But I'm more of an Amy Winehouse fan myself.
Amy Winehouse? What do you know about Amy Winehouse?
Oh, listen to her, eh? I do listen to the radio, you know, Tanya. I'm quite aware of modern music. Go on, test me.
Test you?
Yeah, test me. Ask me a question about an artist or something. I bet I can answer it.
All right. Who sings Bleeding Love?
Oh, that Leona girl. She won that talent show on the telly.
Yeah, Rex Factor.
See, I might be old, but I'm not past it.
So, what's this rubbish you listen to, then?
This is classic music from the 40s. I sit here listening to it, reminiscing about when I were a young man. You just wait till you're my age, lady. You'll be sat reminiscing to Razor Light.
I doubt it.
I do love music. When I was younger, you know, I used to go to that park in Leeds. You know the one where the bandstand is? Mm-hmm. Every Saturday afternoon, there was a string band playing. Sound were beautiful. Do you know, it was the first place I took Lily. We sat there all afternoon.
They still play there.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's probably different musicians than when you were there, because, well, they're probably dead. I walked past it on my way to the bus station, Friday afternoons.
And how does it sound?
All right, yeah. It's weird, because everything's dead busy around it. You can hear, like, traffic and shouting and stuff. But when you walk past the bandstand, and that's all you can hear. Just the music. It's nice.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, so why don't you go, then? Don't you go on trips and stuff?
Well, sometimes, yeah, but no, I don't go.
Yeah, I could take you if you want.
Oh, you don't have to do that, lass. Anyway, they wouldn't let you.
I don't mind. It means I don't have to be stuck in here for 4 hours. I'll ask Maggie. What do you want me to read to you today?
Thank you, darling.
All right, don't get all sloppy on me. Shall I read the paper to you? Ain't no good in it today. Headline is... Cat stuck up a tree saved by a local hero. You can tell they're a bit short on news.
Morning, Tanya. You can make your own way up to George's room. Do you know the way?
Pa. Maggie, I was just wondering if I could take George out for the day. He won about seeing a band.
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because you're not responsible enough, Tanya. And besides, George isn't up to it.
I'm not going to leave him on the bus or row. I'll only take him out for a couple of hours. He wants to go.
The answer is no.
Well, could I take him for a walk in the grounds or something?
Yes, that's fine. His wheelchair's in his room. Go steady, though, won't you?
Of course. Come on, George. We're going out.
Where?
To the bandstand. Come on, get up.
Did Maggie say it were okay?
Of course she did. I wouldn't take you out without her permission now, would I? Two halves to town, please.
160, love.
Right. Park you here.
Hey, are you sure you want to sit next to me? I mean, I might talk to you all the way to town.
Oh, it's all right. I'll just put my headphones in and ignore you.
Oh, Tanya, listen to that, love.
Yeah, sounds all right. I'll park you here.
What a beautiful sound. Hey, can you play an instrument, Tanya?
No. I wish I could. I used to have recorder lessons when I was at school, but... Well, I had to stop. My mum couldn't afford it. Then I moved to my new school and they don't have stuff like that there.
Oh, that's a shame. Maybe when you're older you could take it up again.
Yeah, right. I'll be too busy working all hours at the supermarket.
Is that what you want to really do, work at a supermarket?
No, but, well, I ain't got any GCSEs. I've got a record, so, well, I doubt I'll be able to find a job anywhere. Don't start laughing. But I'd like to be a nurse.
I wasn't going to. I think you'd be good. You can be quite patient when you want to be.
Oh, no.
Who is it?
Hello? Yeah, it's with me. We're on our way back now. Bye. Time to go.
But we only just got here.
I know. It sounds like Maggie's head's about to explode.
I thought she said it was okay.
Yeah, well, I might have lied a bit.
Oh, Tanya.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't let you come here otherwise.
We're going to be in serious trouble, aren't we?
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
You know, it feels like an adventure. It's most fun I've had in ages.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're happy. I'm going to get killed.
Oh, lighten up, damn you.
Oh, stop talking like you're about 15. It's well embarrassing. Even when no one can hear you.
Hey, lighten up, damn you.
You're so childish.
What were you thinking? I was worried sick. I had to call Brian in. I was even considering calling the police.
We weren't gone that long.
Tanya, that is not the point. George is a very old man. What if anything had happened to him?
Excuse me. Please don't talk about me like I'm not here.
No, it did happen to him, though, did it?
You took a resident away without my permission. This is a very serious mess you've found yourself in.
Margaret, I'm sure Tanya has learnt from her mistakes.
Well, I can't take that risk.
Oh, don't be such a silly old woman.
I beg your pardon?
I beg Tanya to take me out. I've wanted to see the band play for so long. She didn't want to go against your wishes, but I was persistent. She took good care of me, and if I'd have snuffed it whilst I'd have been out, well, it'd have been much better than dying in here. Now, Tanya, take me back to my room, and that'll be an end to it.
Okay.
Well, that's your last warning, Tanya. Another stunt like that, and you're out.
Anyway, upshot of it was, I just got off.
You just got off? That's daft. You could have been anywhere. Hey, I'll tell you what. If you fell asleep on a train these days, you'd get robbed blind.
Hey, well, we knew we'd passed the station. We'd been asleep for hours. Anyway, that was all part of the fun. Lily always said getting lost was a chance to discover somewhere new.
Sounds like they're having a right laugh in there.
Some local drama group's coming.
Why are you watching it? Maggie says you never talk to other inmates.
Inmates? Sounds about right.
Sorry. Patience. Guess, whatever.
I've done a lot in my life, love. I've travelled the world. I don't want to sit around barking at the telly, talking about grandchildren and knitting patterns.
Hey, you never know. They might be all right. It's got to be better than stuck in this room all day, innit? I've gone mad.
I suppose. What are the other kids like that you live with?
Freaks. I have to share my room with a couple of new girls. They blow with wind. Sometimes they sit up crying and talking to each other about the problems. Then they're laughing their heads off. I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Hey, you should give them a chance. Maybe you could, you know, talk to them about your problems.
I don't have any problems. Anyway, you can't preach to me when you're not joining in the party next door.
Fair point. Well made. Anyway, it's time for you to go or you'll miss that bus.
Oh, I'd better hurry up. If I miss this one, I've got to get the later bus. It's always full of high school kids. So childish. I do my head in. You should join in with that lot. It might be boring, but it's better than talking to a wall.
Well, Maggie says you're getting on well, apart from the stunt you pulled the other day. Says you and George seem to be enjoying each other's company.
Yeah. It's all right.
Well, I'm very proud of you.
Thanks. Brian, you know if you wanted to find someone you haven't seen for ages, how would you do it?
Depends. Who is it you're looking for?
George's wife. She left him and went to live in Africa and he hasn't seen her since, but, well, I think he wants to. I was just thinking if I could find her, I could tell her where he was.
Well, if she still lives in Africa, that would be really hard. But I suppose if she's since moved back to England, you could, I don't know, search the internet or maybe the phone book. I know, if you leave me her name, then... Then I'll have a look, see what I can find.
Oh, thanks.
Sometimes, though, people don't stay in touch for a reason, Tanya. She might not want to see him. I mean, George is an old man. He might not be around for much longer. It would be upsetting for someone who hasn't seen him for a while to see him like that.
Yeah, he might be old, but he's full of it. He's probably fitter than me. Where's George? Is he dead? I've just been to his room. I can't...
Calm down, girl. He's in the communal area. Come with me.
Well, I remember, you know. You see, if they hadn't have dropped the atom bomb, I'd have had to go to Burma, you know. You were going to send me out to Burma, you know.
You seem to have made quite an impression on him. He's been in there chatting since breakfast. You can take the day off if you want.
Oh, OK. Well, I could wait for him in his room till he's finished.
I'd rather you didn't. I don't want him to go back to his room when it's taken this long to get him out of it.
Oh, all right. I'll get off then. Yeah?
Hi, Tanya. It's Brian.
Oh, hi.
Listen, I was just calling to say I was looking up George's wife on the internet, and I've come across a Lily Williams from Leeds. About the right age, I reckon. She was on a website called Family Ties. You know, we can search for your long-lost family. She didn't mention a George, just a few relatives, but... well, she did mention that she lost touch with everyone when she went off travelling.
Oh.
Could be her.
Oh,
anyway,
wow.
I've got her email address if you want it.
Oh, Tar Brian, that's ace. Hiya, George, you all right?
Yes, fine, thank you.
Look, don't go mad, right, but... Well, I asked Brian, my social worker, to see if he could find Lily, and I think he's found someone that he thinks might be her. She's got the same name, and she seems about the right age and stuff. I've got her email address, so, look, if you want, I can email her, because, well, I doubt you've got email in here, and I just wanted to check first, though.
Do whatever you like, Tanya. I'm sure it won't be her. And if it is, well, I'm sure it'll be a disappointment. Normally is when you find things out about people you thought you knew.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Yeah, there is. You've been weird with me. It's a newspaper.
Picked it up in the communal room yesterday. There's an article in it that really upset me.
And?
16-year-old girl caught stealing from the elderly.
Oh.
Aye, oh. That's the lowest of the low, that is. I felt sick when I read it, thinking you'd been into my room. What was your plan, Tanya, eh? Tell me, girl. Wait until stupid old Krusty falls asleep and steal all his belongings?
No, I never thought...
I knew the crime you'd done must have been bad for them to make you spend 300 hours in here. But I thought you were just some troubled young girl who'd been caught shoplifting.
Oh, yeah, well... Think whatever you want. You don't know what I've been through.
So, why don't you explain it to me then, Tanya? Explain to me what was so, so bad you felt you had to steal from people who already felt vulnerable enough in their own home.
My mum is a drug addict. She needed money for drugs, so she'd make me go out and get it for her. She made me pretend I'd fallen over in the street, so the old people would, like, invite me in for a biscuit and a sit-down, and... Then when they're out of the room, I'd take money from the purse or wallet or whatever I could find. I knew how much money my mum needed, and I never, ever took more than that.
I had no idea.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't, would you? You just took one look at me and thought, oh, yeah, it all makes sense. A kid in care robbing old people because she's greedy. Well, I'm not. I'm not. I really like you, George, and I like coming to read you. I thought you were different to everyone else. I felt like I could do something decent with my life, be a decent person. But you're just like everybody else. When you find out what I'm really about, you don't want to know.
Oh, no.
Look, George. Maggie, where's George?
Tanya, I'm so sorry. We were going to call you last night, but George asked us not to.
Why? What's happened? Where's George?
George was a very old man, Tanya.
No.
He passed away last night. He knew it was the end.
No. But I was so awful to him yesterday. I shan't without him. I just came to say sorry, but I can't now. He'll always hate me.
He knew how much you liked him, Tanya. And he thought a lot of you. When he knew there wasn't long left, he asked me to write this note for you. He told me exactly what to write. He knew exactly what he wanted to say to you. I'll leave you to read it. I'll be just down the corridor if you need me.
Dear Tanya, I know you're probably very angry with me right now for not calling you to sit with me when I was dying. But you must understand that I want you to remember me how I was. Remember me as that crusty old bloke telling you long stories, just like those on the bus. I want to apologise for how I behaved the very last time I saw you. It really was very cruel of me to say those things, so please, I beg your forgiveness. I want you to know just how much I enjoyed our chats, how much I appreciated having you by my side during the final weeks of my life. You taught me a lot, you taught me not to judge people. Now, this is a lesson you must learn for yourself, girl. Please be a good girl, Tanya, and make something of yourself. You've a strong spirit and a warm nature. You'll make a brilliant nurse. Please don't be sad. Don't grieve for me. Talk to the girls in your room. Make yourself some friends. You never know. They might be more interesting than you think. Love always, George. P.S. I'll always be watching over you, making sure you're okay. So never feel alone.
I'll be good, George. I promise. I'll be good. Half fare into town, please.
Excuse me, love. Is somebody sitting here?
No. Sit down if you want.
Oh, thanks, love. It's such a long way into town when you're standing. I remember when I used to stand for hours on a bus. I was all over the place, I did. Didn't complain one bit then. Where are you going, love?
I'm going to work. I've just got a new job at that new nursing home.
Oh, well done, my love. Remember when I was your age? Sorry, look at me about to bore you in my stories. Once I get started, I can't stop.
Oh, no, it's all right. Carry on.
Well, I used to work at a clothes shop in Leeds. It isn't there anymore. Well, I never did like to stay in one place too long, so I decided to go travelling. My mother was dead against it. Then I met a lad. I fell in love. And he came with me. Didn't work out, though. Sad, really.
Where did you travel to?
All over the place. We'd just get on a train and see where it took us. He was always worried that we'd get lost. But I told him, getting lost is just a chance to discover somewhere new. Anyway, we ended up having to come back home. It was a hard time for both of us. I just couldn't stand being stuck in one place. So off I went again. Had to leave him behind. Broke my heart. Part of me hoped he'd come after me, but he didn't. Never loved anyone else since him. Yeah, Look at me getting all upset. I am sorry, love.
No, it's okay.
I think about him every day. Wonder where he is. Wonder if he still thinks about me.
He does, Lily. Every day.
In Respect Your Elders, you heard Debbie Atwell as Tanya and Pete Haslam as George. Janine Reader was Maggie and Lily. Les Smith was Brian. And Richard Lyon played the judge.
Listen again next week for another unforgettable story from our Springbok Library of the Air.